Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 17th, 2008. As the humanitarian situation in Gaza is on the brink of collapse due to the Israeli closure, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert denied during a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas there is any humanitarian crisis in the coastal strip. This news and more are upcoming. Stay tuned. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza warned today of stoppage of hospital services at major Gaza hospitals due to the continued Israeli closure of border crossings over the past 2 weeks. A ministry statement read that major services at such hospitals will stop unless power supplies return to normal, warning of lack of spare parts at such hospitals. The statement added that the Gaza European Hospital alone is now working by one power generator after the other was completely collapsed due to heavy usage of electricity because of the large power outages. In the meantime, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to put an end to the Israeli actions against Gaza, lest the humanitarian situation gets much worse. Olmert, who met with Abbas in Jerusalem, denied there is any humanitarian crisis in the coastal territory. Olmert also pledged that Israel would release 250 Palestinian prisoners. At the internal level, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza was reportedly asked Egyptian mediators for arranging a bilateral meeting with the Fatah party of President Abbas prior to any unity conference in Cairo. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mirari and Hossam Qudsis.